Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. This is a legal show. We are injury attorneys. We represent injured victims. I'm going to bring the show to you each week to teach you and educate you about injury subjects. It's a complicated world. It's a complicated legal field. And these insurance companies have their adjusters well trained. We try to give you the information to empower you, to give you a level playing field with the insurance company and the insurance adjusters. Today, we're talking about how to deal with the insurance adjuster. Our usual scenario is, as you know, if you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident, what do you do? What do you do? And we've been doing this for over 25 years. We've been helping people, injured victims, put their lives back together again. We can help you. And if you listen to some of these tips, it'll put you on a level playing field with the insurance adjuster. These people do this all the time for a living. They do it day in and day out. You don't. Think about that for just a second. You're involved in a car crash. This is a new event to you. I mean, rules change, laws change, these adjusters know what to do, and then you think when you call them up that they're your friend. You think when you call the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party, the one who hit you, the one who injured you, that they're your friend. They're going to cooperate with you. I mean, we've got a publication we're working on right now, you know, called Myths of the Insurance Industry When You're Injured. Myths. One of the myths we cover about is that, if I just contact the insurance company, they'll be fair and reasonable to me. That's a myth. And we're gonna give you some more information about the book. It's not done yet. We're working on it. But today's subject is talking about how to deal with this insurance adjuster, you know, Brad. And so we did a show recently on what you do at the scene of an accident. And that's pretty important to preserve the evidence, et cetera. Now you're going to call the insurance adjuster for the at-fault party, the other insurance company. And, you know, these people get on the phone, they treat you friendly, and they're going to want you to fill out a few forms. And, you know, and you're not going to fill out these forms. We're going to tell you about that in the show today. But what are some general guidelines? I mean, how to handle these calls?
Well, the general guideline is first one you brought up, and that's do your homework. And hopefully you've done your homework at the scene of the accident. If you haven't done your homework at the scene of the accident, it's time to reconstruct, figure out what's being said, and figure out what the claims are and what happened or what people are going to say happened at the accident. Be ready to identify why you are the one who should recover in the accident, because a lot of times people don't want to tell the truth when they're talking to their adjuster. And what they do when they talk to their own adjuster is they say, it wasn't my fault, even when they rear-ended you, even when they ran the stop sign. Even when they did some amazing things, you're going, how could they possibly say it's not their fault? And it's kind of fun. It's tragic, but it's fun in my office at times when I have people to come in and they'll say, oh, there's no problem. The other side's going to admit fault. They said they were at fault at the accident, or they said it was their fault at the time of the accident. And I'm going, yeah, okay, we'll see what happens after they've had a day or two to sleep on it, and they go back and they talk to the adjuster, and all of a sudden the adjuster's saying, well, your client stopped too fast, or your client changed lanes. And my client will go, I didn't change lanes, didn't do anything like that. So the homework starts with getting yourself well prepared to be able to state and identify and prove what happened at the scene of the accident.
Absolutely. And, you know, those are very good tips. I just want you to remember, Brad wants you to remember, I want you to remember, the fact that when you talk to these insurance adjusters, they are highly trained. They know exactly what to do. They know what to ask for. They treat you friendly. And you think, wow, myth. If I just call them up, they're going to be fair and reasonable. Myth. They're going to pay my medical bills as they become due. That's all wrong. And there are many more myths you're going to find. You're really going to want a copy of our book when we get done with our book. And it's almost done. It's going to be done soon. But think about these things, because this first phone call that you make with an insurance adjuster is important. But, you know, Brad, when we were getting ready for the show, you made a good point to me earlier that you got to understand the difference between insurance adjuster and insurance agent.
Right.
So let's get that cleared up right now.
Know how they all work and what's going on. The agent is going to sell you the policy. The agent's going to maybe report the claim for you. The agent will have or should have information on where you can report your claim. The agent is the person who you bought your insurance from, and the other agent is the person who the at-fault party bought their insurance from. They're the ones that set the parameters for coverage. They are not the ones who are going to determine how much should be paid. They're not the ones you should tell all that happened in the accident. They don't have anything really to do with the accident once the accident gets reported. The most they're going to have to do with an accident at all is maybe helping you find out where you can report the accident. After that, don't deal with the agent. That friendly person, that friendly man or woman who said they'd be by your side and promised that they would, that they cared about your family and you, and they wanted to make sure you were protected, is not going to be there when it comes time for adjusting the claim.
Right. And you've got to call up the adjuster. You've got to call up the bodily injury or property damage adjuster for the at-fault party, the insurance company. Say, let's say it's insurance company X. Okay. And remember, that's the first distinction you need to know. There are different adjusters within the same company on the same claim. You call and say, I want to speak to the adjuster on this claim or the person in charge of this claim. You need to know who you're talking to. You need to know if you're talking to the property damage adjuster, because that's different. That's a different person than the bodily injury, BI, bodily injury adjuster. And you can guess what their duties are. Property damage adjuster is going to talk to you about your car, and the BI, bodily injury adjuster, is going to talk to you about your injuries. Do you even need to talk about your injuries? Are you required to talk about your injuries? No, you're not. And so, I mean, you got to be careful on these calls. But one thing, Brad, let's talk about the call. You call them up, you tell them you're in an accident, and they're going to ask you some information which you're not going to give them. But it needs to be a two-way street. It needs, as you said earlier, it needs to be a swinging door. And let's explain to everybody what that means.
Well, when you start with the agent or with the adjuster who's going to be talking to you, the adjuster is going to act like, oh, I'm sorry about what happened. And they're going to say, let me get some information from you on how this accident happened. You're about to give a statement. Now, sometimes they want to record it, or if they say they want a recorded statement, you want other parameters that we can talk about later on what you do. But when they start saying, tell me how the accident happened, you should ask them, well, do you know how the accident happened? Or tell me what did your insured tell you on how the accident happened? Most adjusters will play what I consider the game of saying, we can't do one thing for you until our insured reports the accident. We can't really adjust your claim. We can't help you with the claim. We can't really deal with even getting your car fixed till our insureds or until our insured reports the accident. So if the insured doesn't report the accident, you're left hanging. If they're at a point where they can start talking to you about what happened in the accident and start adjusting your claim, they've heard from their insured. So you want to say, well, you know, what do you understand happened? What did the insured tell you? You'll be amazed at how many adjusters are going to say, I can't tell you that. Or I'm not going to tell you that.
Or I'm not going to tell you. But so don't let it be a one-way street where they're asking you all the questions, they're asking you for all the information, and they're giving you nothing. Do you understand that's part of their job? Let me repeat that. Do you understand that's part of their job? Is to get a lot of information from you, a lot of documents from you, a lot of signed papers from you, and give you almost nothing, if not nothing. And so, you know, what's important to you when you're talking to them? You're talking to the insurance company that represents the at-fault party, the person who hit you, the person who injured you. That's the insurance company you're talking about. So as Brad just said, wouldn't it be natural for you to say, well, what did your insured give a statement? And did the person who hit me give a statement to you? And I'd like to see it. And what's your answer going to be?
Well, you know, Gary, it's interesting because I've probably, you know, in my career, thousands of times called up and talked to the adjuster and been the first one to contact the adjuster because the client will come to me first and then I'll call the adjuster. They never ask me how the accident happened. They're always ready to talk about the accident. They're always ready to start discussing about injuries or finding out what's going on, but they never ask me how the accident happens. But yet when the insured calls up, they always want the insured to say how the accident happened. They already know. They know and they have an idea, and a lot of times they've gotten the police reporter at some process. They've heard from their insured. They've got a pretty good idea. It's interesting to me how they don't need it from me if I'm the first contact, but if my client calls, they want that client to say it because they're looking for a mistake. They're looking for something from that client, and they know when they're dealing with a lawyer, the lawyer's just going to start from a presumption of your insured's at fault. The lawyer's going to start saying, we got to talk about how much your insured pays.
But there's certain things that you can do if you call the insurance adjuster. You can ask them questions. You can ask them for information. And you are going to do that. You know, at Bell and Pollock, we give you a legal game plan when you've been injured. And part of your legal game plan we're talking about right now. But we've developed a legal game plan over all the years we've been practicing. And if you've been injured, you can come see us at any time. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can reach us at 970-870-8989. And by the way, you can anytime, anywhere, get our website. It's called championsofthepeople.com. Championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried in it. We call ourselves Champions of the People because we represent the people. We represent you. We represent the injured victim, and we've been doing it for years, and we can take care of you. You get a free legal game plan. That's trademark protected. That's how important that is in our firm. You get a legal game plan. What does that mean for you? That means you understand what your rights are, understand what you got to do, understand what the insurance company is going to do it, and it's all free when you come in on your initial consultation. So how refreshing is that? You're going to be told in advance what the insurance company is going to do, say, and try to get from you. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our offices are conveniently located, I-25 and Orchard, basically. And we have an office, a real brick-and-mortar office in Steamboat Springs on Fish Creek. You can give us a call there. You can come see us. We're glad to do it. We are your champions of the people, and we'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell and Pollock on Twitter. Bell and Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do this show for you to educate you, tell you, and teach you about injury subjects, about car crash cases. You know, and at Bell and Pollock, we do all kinds of car crash cases. We do big ones, medium ones, small ones. We represent workers. Next week, we're doing a show on workers' compensation. You've been injured on the job. I'm sure you're going to want to listen to that show, especially if you can't work, especially if you can only work part-time. Okay, Brad, today's subject, let's get back to it, is how to deal with the adjuster. Now, you know, these adjusters, they say, well, we're going to, you doctor the adjuster, they say, we're going to send you out a few forms, yeah, and it's a questionnaire, and just fill those out, sign them, and send them back, and we'll get on your claim right away.
The answer is no. You know, say, I'm not going to sign them. When they ask for your Social Security number, the answer is no. Just about every time they ask for information, your answer should be initially in your mind, no, and always, why do you need that? Why do you want that? And the same thing with the forms. When they say we're going to send out the forms, and they'll tell you, well, that's just our policy, or that's what we need. That's the only way we're going to be able to adjust this claim. That's the only way we're going to be able to learn about your injuries. Well, the forms they send ask for a lot more information than about your injuries. So you've got to be able to say these forms are either going to be highly and extremely redacted, or you've got to say, I'll get the information for you and send you what's appropriate, send you information about my injury. I'm not going to send you or allow you to get information about my life history. And that's the same thing with a Social Security number. You do not, and you should not, and it is not something that you should be giving to the adjuster, is your Social Security number. Even when they tell you that it's for a limited purpose. And a lot of times they'll say, you know, we have Medicare and Medicaid requirements and we have to do reportings. Even if you're not old enough to get Medicare, we have to do reportings and we have to tell Medicare about it. And we have to make sure you clear and you don't have Medicare and you haven't been using Medicare. Well, you know, here's your story on that. You either look at them or you on the phone, you say, I'll tell you what. You send me a letter telling me the limited use that you're going to have with my Social Security number. And then I'll decide whether or not I'm going to send it to you. Or you look and say, I don't have to give you, you don't have to do your Medicare review. And I don't have to give you any of that information until such time as you're paying me money. And when you're ready to pay me money and we've decided how much you're going to pay me, then we can talk about whether or not any of that money needs to be diverted to Medicare.
Right. Ever since this Medicare Act changed a little bit, or actually a lot, and it's been in the last few recent years, they now use this up front. I mean, it's a back-end transaction, meaning it comes into play at the back end of the transaction and when they're going to pay you for your injuries and they're going to maybe settle a case or pay a judgment if you got a judgment. It doesn't necessarily have to come up front, meaning at the first phone call. You need to remember that because once they tell you, we need this Medicare information now, that's deadly information that you're turning over to them with no restriction, no protection, nothing for you. You're just going to give them this information and you're going to sign all the documents and you're not going to do that. And I can't tell you how many times people come into our office. They come in, they've been injured maybe 4 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago. And by the way, along this line, you need to go see an attorney when you've been injured right away. But people come in our office, injury was 3 months ago, a year ago. And the first question we ask them is, you know, have you signed any documents with the insurance company? Did you sign a release? And their answer usually, not always, usually is, well, yeah, I did. Did I mess up?
Yeah, and you did. And that release includes on it a Social Security number. Well, okay, let's think about it. In Medicare, the only question in Medicare is how much you've got to pay back to Medicare based on what they've paid for your injuries, for the medical care for your injuries. That in law, when dealing with the adjuster is not entitled to only pay you how much has been paid by Medicare. The adjuster has to pay you what's been charged by your doctor or by the facility. So the only thing you really need to give the adjuster for the adjuster to learn about your case is how much has been charged by the facility or by the doctor. Not how much they've been paid, not how much they're going to get paid, not how much they've negotiated and what kind of amounts they've negotiated. It's just the amount that they've charged. That's all you have to give them. So that's what you tell the adjuster you're going to get them. And there's no reason for them to have your Social Security number. None. Give me a reason. I don't know of any reason why they need your Social Security number prior to paying you, at which point they do have to report to Medicare what they paid you. That only has to be done at the end.
That's a back-end transaction, and you need the protection. You need the protection because, I mean, we could go through 10 shows, and we don't have enough time to go through all the shows about what they do with your information. They send it to, you know, they send it to a central database. It was secret for a long time. And what we're telling you is absolutely true. It happens every day. And so you want to be careful. You don't want to do this. But let's use a number example, Brad, because on your what you were just saying what they're wanting to get is what Medicare actually paid. They're not entitled to that. So, for example, let's say you go to the doctor and you've been treating whatever. Let's say your medical bills are $5,000. Let's say that's the retail value. I mean, that's the amount that was charged. So the insurance company or Medicare, one or the other, actually pays the doctors only $2,000 out of the $5,000. Right. So that's called the discounted value. That's what the insurance company wants to pay. That's what they want you to sign the documents to get. They're not entitled to that under the Garden-Schwartz case here in Colorado and other cases that follow that that case. So, but they have to pay the retail value. But they try to get that done right at the beginning so that they trick you and they fool you and they get the information and then they don't have to live with or try not to live with the retail value, which enhances the value of your case. Do you see how this works?
Well, they're going to do it with your private insurance, your health insurance, yeah, the Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, all the different health insurance, all of them. They have deals with the providers and with the doctors to pay less than the charged amount. They pay a discounted rate. The the at-fault party, the adjuster, is required to pay you the full amount that's being billed, not the discounted rate. You get the credit for the discounted rate because you are the one who went out and got the health insurance or got the protection. So when they start asking you to give them the information that your insurance company paid or that your MedPay paid, you don't have to give it to them. You simply say, this is the amount, here's the dollars that were charged for my medical care. There's no reason to give them anything else. So when the adjuster asks you for a Social Security number, the answer is no, you don't need it. If they say they need it for some kind of reporting, you say, when you send me the check or when you're going to send me the check and I've got the release all signed, I'll put it on there. Up to that point, I don't want to give you my Social Security number.
And I'm telling you why sometimes this sounds confusing, but we're trying to break it down to its simple components. However, you can always give us a call, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can always give us a call. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We've got a real brick-and-mortar office in Steamboat Springs. We've been there for years. We've represented a lot of people in the mountain areas. We represent people all over the state of Colorado. And sometimes outside the state of Colorado, you can call us. You can always go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It has the podcasts of these shows there. They're free to play or download. You can do that there as well. Okay, so we got a break coming up, but I want to tell you, after the break, we want to talk a little bit about these releases. They want you to sign the paperwork. They want you to sign the questionnaires they send to you, that sort of thing. And we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg on multi-car accidents when you got more than one adjuster involved and that sort of thing. So the permutations of that complication becomes paramount and very, very disturbing and hard to understand. So we got a break coming up. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollack, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollack.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollack on Facebook and you can follow Bell and Pollack on Twitter. Bell and Pollack, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. We've been together for over 25 years representing injured victims. It's what we do. We do big car crash cases, truck car crash cases, medium crash cases, small crash cases. If you've been injured, you can give us a call, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. We're glad to help you. We'll come to you. If you've been injured, just come in and listen to you. We'll give you the legal game plan. We trademark protected that concept. It's so important for our clients. Okay, you're dealing with the adjuster, Brad. They say, well, they want you to sign a release to get your medical records, and we'll send you a questionnaire, and the questionnaire just happens to ask about all your doctors you've seen in the last 20, 25 years.
Nope, there's no reason. Don't have to give it to them. Yeah, you know, they may have a reason to ask if you have a pre-existing condition or if you're already hurt with regard to the part that you're claiming is hurt now. They may be able to, and it may be reasonable for them to ask that information. But this 25-year history of you? No. 10-year history of you? No. Why do they need to know every reason you went to a doctor in the last 10 years if it has nothing to do with your injury? There isn't a reason.
No, there isn't a reason. And you know, a good example of that I always use it on the show. We've used it in our practice is, let's see, the insurance company wants you to sign a release so they get all your records from all of your doctors. And so why do they need to know about an ankle injury you had 9 years ago when you're complaining about your neck injury in this accident? Why do they need to know about your female gynecological issues, obstetrical issues, when you're talking about your low back injury here or your neck injury here or a concussion in the accident? They don't need to know, but they take your records. And in the release, there's language where they can disseminate this information freely to a central database in the United States, and they do it. But you can stop it if you just listen to us. You can stop it, and you don't have to do it. The other thing, Brad, let's cover real quick. When you're talking to the adjuster, you can ask the adjuster for the policy limits. You can ask the adjuster for the statement that the at-fault driver gave, a copy of it. Let's have that. Let's turn that over.
You should do that. You should. And when the adjuster says no, call an attorney. That now is time to call us, because that's where we start saying, hey, the adjuster doesn't want to give you information. And if the adjuster doesn't want to give you information on what they're using to decide how much your case is worth, then you can't possibly have decent negotiations with the adjuster, because they're coming from a hidden position. And that's not right.
Right. And we got a book coming out. We're going to tell you about the book when it's hit published. You'll want to read it. We're in the process of doing that. All for you, give you information to empower you. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We're glad to do the show to educate you and to teach you. We've been helping injured victims for over 25 years, help them put their life back together again. Help them navigate this insurance legal maze. Call us at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we champion people's cases, your case, your injury case, for you and your family. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the Bell and Pollock Law Firm. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.